Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Tuesday evening with Deborah here with you as we gather in one accord and bring our faith to our Father and ask Him to anoint it together in this place. And let's see, today's January 18th. 2022. So praise the Lord. Again, thank you those that are dialed in and ready for ministry. Praise God for that. And are prepared for ministry, I should say, with your hand up. You can press 1 on your keypad at any time during the program if you dial in at 319-527-6027. And also for those that are listening online or another time, we welcome you and praise God for you and bless you in Jesus' name. We hope everyone is safe. These storms going through the states this past week, and that you are healthy and the joy of the Lord is resting upon you as you are under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God for that. And again, just God bless you. And thank you for joining us this evening. Tonight, again, we are, to my surprise, but as the following of the Holy Spirit, we are talking about numbers again. And so there were some parallels that just happened. And then, you know, it's actually been prophesied over me, and I've actually seen this at different, actually people have spoken this to me when I've shared testimonies about this. And it's also been prophesied over me that, I mean, in person of someone who, anyways, it's very faithful servant of the Lord. And anyways, that that I would have signs and wonders in my life. And again, so as I've shared testimonies, I've heard people say, I mean, people have literally said in the moment when I'm sharing the testimony, that's like a sign and a wonder, you know. And so I'm not even sure I could completely define signs and wonders and what they look like now. I think maybe some biblical things, you know, examples. But anyhow, I just kind of lay that before you. And as I follow the Holy Spirit, I follow the Holy Spirit, right? So we are talking about numbers again tonight, to my surprise, and some of the parallels. That they are just with some observations and insights that I have, because some of this was like surprising to me. So let me just, because I had talked about numbers last week, I had mentioned two books. I just want to be, for those that it's new to, and you have to be careful when you're seeking and searching numbers while it's more prevalent and more new to us in this day, a biblical numerology, if you will. There's also entwined in that are so many new age websites and very much new age type of things that allure or will attach themselves to the things of the Lord. So the two books are E.W. Bullinger. He's the author of the book. It's more of a scholarly study of the importance of numbers in scripture. And these books were actually written some time ago. Dr. Ed Vallouie, F-A-L-L-O-E, excuse me, let me start over. Dr. Ed V-A-L-L-O-W-E. And, so anyways, Design and Significance. I might have got their titles wrong. One's more scholarly than the other, Numbers and Scriptures. And the importance of numbers and scriptures. Again, one of them has been a pastor for 50 years, and so they're biblically sound. They've been talking about numbers. I think E.W. Bullinger has been talking about numbers way before my time, way before the Holy Spirit ever led me or they ever became popular. So there you go. There's your structure. If you need that, you can follow up with that. Okay, so here's my notes. I typed them out. So here's some of the things the Lord was putting in my heart with numbers, okay? Let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you for this time together, God. I dedicate myself unto you. Lord, we dedicate this time to you, God. Let this be a portal of your presence, Lord. We thank you that the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy, God. We thank you for Jesus and all that he's done and all that he did and all that he continues to do. We thank you that his blood continues to speak, God. We thank you for that, Lord. Let it cover the earth, Lord, in Jesus' name. May you receive the reward of your suffering, Father, and that you love the world, that you so gave your begotten Son, Lord, and then you loved us with your blood, God, as we received your blood and received your Son and believed your Son, God, and love him, Father God, that you have begotten us into your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that our names are written on the Lamb Book of Life. And we just thank you for your heart is towards us, Lord. We send forth your word to those who need healing, God, to those who are asking for healing. Send forth a healing word, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, just for the framework of who we are, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, God. And even before we know, Lord, how to even ask for a prayer or ask for a healing, God, or ask for a word, Lord, that you know full well before we even ask of what we need, Lord. And we thank you for your intimate fellowship through the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the word of God that engrafts us, or that the engrafted word of God embolden us to live in this world. And we thank you, Father God. May we take down other kingdoms, God, as your kingdom is being brought up, God. Even things upheavals, God, and kingdoms rising, God, your kingdom, let it be on the rise, Father God, with your people in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you would establish and grow them in truth, Lord. Continue truth, God, by your word, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for illuminating and enlightening our hearts and our minds to your word, God. And we praise you for the Holy Spirit that goes before us to prepare the way, that makes provision for us, God. We ask for your wisdom and every provision, Lord, that you have, even healing, Lord, and jobs, Lord, and situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. And in housing, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We place that before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, and that we would purpose in our heart as we give to you, God, with our time, talent, and treasure. We purpose in our heart, God, what we're going to give to you, Father God, and let it be a blessing to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. So, okay. Better open my eyes, right? Or I'm just going to keep praying and praying and praying. It's okay. So today I was listening to a professor actually teach on managing our time and our, money, our time, talent, and treasure, basically. He was offering this. And so he was saying, this is what he said. He said, there's 168 hours in a week. Okay, 168 hours in a week. If we give 24 hours to God, which I'm thinking he's saying we give the first fruit of the week, like that day, right, 7 days, we give the first fruit of it one day to the Lord or the Sabbath, right? So there's 24 hours we give to God. There's 144 hours left. And as soon as he said that, when I was writing down, I said, well, this is wild. These numbers 24 and 144 are found in the book of Revelation. And it had me wondering that, and a lot of times, even in Revelation, and nor did I think I would land here. Honestly, I really thought I'd be the last person who'd be talking about Revelation, and I probably am. But it's okay, because I'm not trying to add anything or take away anything from the book of Revelation, nor am I doing a teaching on Revelation, okay? I am talking about numbers. And just that observation or insight that had me curious with these numbers and as I moved forward, okay, with the Lord, as I began to look up scriptures. And some things were just coming to my mind, and I remembered part of the scripture, so then I would write it down. But before I started, before I logged in tonight for the program, I looked up the verses, and it's ironically how some of these numbers are overlapping and whatnot, okay? Even in the verses, which I find amazing. Okay, so the number 24, well, when I was thinking of 24, you know, the 24 elders are even around the throne day and night, which is 24 hours, right? And then the 144 are still with the Lord on Mount Zion. So there's still, I was just thinking of when we really devote our time and give our give of ourselves unto the Lord, it, you know, positions us to a place of closeness and to his throne and establishing things for his throne. And, okay, right, so because it says that he has the 24 thrones with and the 24 elders, and I'll read those scriptures, okay? And now, I know there's a lot of symbolism and references and that I can't teach, but there are others here that can teach you and give the greater in-depth revelation, teaching and in-depth revelation for the end times. Again, just sticking to the numbers and just thinking about how we live our lives and what we give to the Lord and the outcome of this, and it's the irony and these numbers and how they parallel. I would say irony, but the insight or observations. Okay, so the number 144 is God's ultimate in redemption and creation. So it's a spirit-guided life. In Revelation 14, it says, and then I looked, Revelation 14, 1 through 4, I think it is. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard the voice of heaven like a voice of many waters and like a voice of a loud thunder. And I heard the sound of a harpist playing their harps. Then they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. And these are the ones who are not defiled. Okay, so 144, okay, so that's in the week. There's 168 hours in a week. We give 24 hours to God, and then we have left 144 hours, yeah, for the week that we steward. So as I was observing these numbers and pondering, literally 24 had my attention, and how, and it's actually in Revelation 4:4, okay? And it says, around the throne were 24, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightning, thunder, and voices, with seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. So these 24 who are moving closer to God, who are so dedicated to him, right, and giving their time and their, you know, consecrating themselves unto the Lord, they are actually receiving rewards, and they have privileges, and they're advancing the kingdom. This is what we're seeing, okay? These are my observations, insight. Because even when I told my husband this, because sometimes he never rolls his eyes at me. I'm saying that in exaggerated version. But sometimes he gets, when I speak in numbers and the references, and sometimes he doesn't. But when I shared this one with him, he was like, wow, that's a really good insight, you know. So when it strikes him like that, I know there's something more to it than I'm even seeing, you know. So so this is, again, why I'm here this evening sharing with you. So, again, so... And 24, the number 24, is priestly courses, governmental perfection, full authority, order, complete rule, and maturity. This is what the number 24 represents, right? And we have 24 hours a day. And even if you look, let me see, Revelation, again, still in Revelation 4. I read 4:4. Now I'm going to read Revelation 4:10 and 11, where it says, the 24 elders fell down before him and who sits on the throne and worship him with the lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created, which that's actually very similar to a verse in Colossians 1, I think 1:17. Okay, so these are, not only are they living their lives like this in heaven, but it almost, you know, almost the representation of on earth within these 24 hours that we're giving to the Lord. What are we worshiping? You know, I heard also a reference, a parallel and a reference to what we worship. And you know, sometimes about, I don't know if that happens with you, but sometimes when I hear the word invention of idols, like don't have any idols in your heart, it's hard for me to grasp or really get a hold of what does that mean? How can I really get a hold of that? You know, it's even when some people explain it, I get it, but then I can't go back and explain it. I don't, you know, and I've certainly repented and asked the Lord and certainly, you know, always wanting to not have those things in my heart or in any way serving anything other than the Lord, but a true worship, right? And the things that we think on and worship, and when things in this world bump up against it, you know, it might show. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will have us walk through some of these things to show us, like, well, what are you worshiping, right? We're like, one thing is that comes to mind is in Scripture it says that Jesus made no reputation for himself. And so when people worship their own reputation, if you will, building their own name, building their whatever it might be, okay, and whatever that might be, it could be in the community. Maybe you're just, you know, you're the one in the community who sells the insurance to everybody in the community, you know, or to all the restaurants. You supply most of the food to all the restaurants, whatever that is, okay, not necessarily just ministry. But whatever that is, when sometimes the Lord will cause things to bump up against that, that we might be losing it, or he shows us to actually kind of get our focus back on him. If we're worshiping that thing more than we're worshiping God, then I would say that's an idol. And that's a better way for me to understand, because whatever you worship is going to come out of your heart. It's going to be driven by your behavior, driven by your attitudes. And even if it's conscious or unconscious, this is going to happen. When the Holy Spirit reflects that back to you and you have to deal with it, it's actually saying, you know, that you've been worshiping that. That's what you've been kind of following or worshiping, if you will. Anyways, for me, that helps me a little bit. But these in the 24, they are free to worship the Lord, right? They are constantly giving day and night, night and day. That's what we hear it read in Scripture. And even if you did, I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is. And I think because of the move, my stuff, I still have stuff in the garage and bins. But I did one time research on, or just searching scriptures on 24, you know, day and night, night and day, and just the number on that and what's happening in this worship, right? Which makes me also think of, as I did that, was the verse in John 4:24. So isn't it interesting? They're still coming up with the same numbers, but in different verses. Just, I think it's wild. Because there's a reference, and we're going to read the reference to the number 4, and we already read the reference to the number 24. So Jesus, speaking to the well in John 4:24, says, you worship me. Wait, it says, verse 23, let me read that one first. But the hour is coming, which is so interesting that it's worded the hour when we're talking literally about 24 hours. The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So it's just going to be connection. It's going to have to be heart to heart, spirit to spirit, right? That's what's going to have to come from the Lord and unto him, and giving of yourself in that time and seeking and being true to him in those moments, and allowing him to move in, to freely roam in your heart and to show you truth and where it resides and what you're really believing, what you're really protecting in yourself, what you're really defending in yourself, the sufficiency of your own heart, right? He wants to get those things out of us. And it's not only sanctification, it's purification, and it is letting go of any type of idol, right? So if we're always defending ourselves in one particular area, well, what are we defending? What is the belief? What is, right? What is it that we're worshiping? Oh, it's this. Oh, okay, you know. But we can say that before the Lord and let that go, because we want to worship him and allow ourselves. What would happen if I allowed myself to, if I didn't defend myself in that way? I want to just use that one as an example, right? And you thought maybe partly that defense is that you don't get hurt, and you don't want to feel wounded or hurt or abandoned or whatever it might be, right? And that's understandable. We all can understand that. But actually coming to say, well, I'm going to let go of that and say, everything that's in me remains, even if that does happen to me, everything in me right now today remains in who the Lord has made me to be. And it is going to draw me closer. We have to allow people to have the freedom that are around us. They're freely, they can love us, right? Freely they give their fellowship, their friendship, you know. Freely. Okay. And then the last verse, so the number four is this. The number four has to do with God's creative works, which I said that. I've now talked about the number four because that's my number with the Lord, one of them, and the number 24. But okay, back to the number four, the four corners of the globe, the global four corners. It also has to do with the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the number of seasons, the four corners in God's creative works. And so this week, when this started to happen with numbers, and before I looked everything up, as I was writing out the verses and whatnot, I received a check in the mail from an insurance company, our car insurance, for $4, which I thought was so wild. And anyways, I was going to look up something from that. Let me just circle this. I'll come back to this later. Let me find it. Okay. So that was the $4 when the numbers had came up, and then these were Revelation 4. Most of the verses were Revelation 4, John 4, verses, you know, verse 24, just the irony in that, and the insight or the observation. And then also lastly, our heavenly inheritance. 1 Peter 1 is just a really good, it's really good if you just want to read the whole chapter on your own. But here it says, okay. I'm just trying to think what verse I want to start just before that. Okay, so our inheritance does not fade away from the Lord. It is reserved in heaven and is kept by the power of God. And it will be revealed to us in the last time. It's incorruptible, and undefiled, does not fade away. It's reserved for us in heaven. So in this, we greatly rejoice. So now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. This is, yes? Verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, come on, you wouldn't dial in if you didn't have genuine faith. I mean, I know there's some people who like to maneuver and mockery, if you will, but I haven't seen that in a while. But you here this evening, I declare a decree unto you that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom you have not seen, you love. Though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for everyone, God, who is tuned in, and I mean tuned in by the Spirit, Father, to hear your word, to receive your word, Lord. Let the impartation of your word, God, be engrafted unto them, Father, that they may be emboldened to be your light, to be your vessels, God. Anoint them, God, in the workplace. Anoint them, Lord, in their homes, Lord, with their families, Father God, in their neighborhoods, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, all that they put their hands to do, God, even in letters, those that write letters and receive letters in the mail, God, are expecting things. Oh, so I just seen that, and I just remembered honestly, I've seen, as I was praying, I've seen a mailbox, and or the mail truck pulling up and putting in letters, giving and receiving of letters, and the Lord blessing those hands. And I just remember just now that PGN is sending something. I really honestly don't know what that is, but I remembered that. But I've seen it in my spirit. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, just for the genuineness of faith that is given from one hand to another, God, basically, Father. And we thank you, Lord. That took me off guard for a second. Lord, for those that are here, Lord, that they, even though their faith has been tested, but your word says it's going to be, Lord, that the genuineness of it, God, within these hearts, within these homes, within these mouths and lips, God, let them praise, God, within their minds, Lord. Let them worship, let them honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray for those, God, that are hungering and thirsting for more of you, Lord, that are asking, God, for a revelation of Jesus Christ to meet with them, to fellowship and sup with them, Father God. I ask that you release that, God. I ask that we come into agreement with the prayers, God, of those who are praying in hope to receive the fullness of the word of God, Lord, healing words, Lord, to come forth, revelations and encounters, Lord, impartations, Father God. We thank you for it, Lord, and just bold, embolden obedience of faith to step out in this world and to declare that Jesus was sent from the Son, God. He was sent from the Father. He is the Son of God. Lord, he died. He rose again. Lord, and he's living and seated at the right hand of God. Lord, we thank you for that, God, that all other gods, Lord, and that they declare and the things that they created, God, you created, Lord, and then you filled, God. You did it in the earth. You created the earth, and then you filled it. Lord, you filled it with the fish and the animals and the stars and the waters and the land. Lord, you filled it after you created it. Your humanity, God, You did it, Father God, and you sent your Son, and you filled the earth with the glory of God. You filled the earth with the glory of God. Let it return, Lord. Let us be honorable vessels for your name, Lord. for you're the only God who not only created, but you speak to us, God. May we hear, may we receive, and may we obey, God. And again, Lord, I just pray for an impartation of courage when we hear your word to be obedient, to speak out in it, speak forth in it. For your glory, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your impartation, that you never leave us or forsake us, God, and that even in that, Lord, in what you speak and call us to do, that you're not going to leave us alone, Lord, that we are partners. We partner with you, God, the partnership. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thanks be it unto Christ, who causes us to triumph. In Jesus' name, God, and we thank you for your indescribable gifts, God. We thank you for your indescribable gifts, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Praise God for that. I like when I get lost in prayer. I kind of like it. Sometimes it's humbling when it happens here, but hey, I'm learning. I'm learning to let go. Let go, right? That's my part of my just worshiping the Lord. And nothing else, nothing in myself. I just have to let go, right? Okay, so praise God. So 205-531. Good evening. Is this CMA?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Good, very good. Glad to hear it. Okay, well, let me pray for you. Yeah, I'm going to mute your phone tonight for 1 second. I just hear a little bit of background noise, or I don't know what that exactly is, but okay. Father God, we thank you for Julia May, Father, in Jesus' name. Ah, Lord, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I see you stepping and taking actually strides and taking ground, and also in taking ground in the Word of God, like taking ground. I'm not even sure if he gives. Okay, let me just say what I'm seeing. I mean, so I see you taking strides in the Word of God and moving forward on the ground. But also in these steps, I'm seeing even underneath it. Somehow it is even producing a type of wine, like you're crushing the grapes, and it's preparing the preparation for even wine to come forth as well. So, and it's not that the fruit has fallen. That is the prophetic vision, if you will, that I'm seeing, is that as you take these strides of faith in the Word and move forward in it, it is actually in preparation for this new wine as well. It's producing for the new wine. It's crushing of the grapes in preparation for the new wine. I thank you for the strides of that. And I don't even know if there's some type of blessing, because I'm seeing the ground. I don't know if there's some type of blessing in the land for you. And I still have not figured out all the aspects and things of how the Lord loves the land. And what he wants to, I know he wants it to be producing, right? Because everything created, he wants it to be filled and producing and to be fruitful. I know that that's his heart. But it seems that he really does have a love for land. It's just that I'm trying to understand all of it, and I haven't grasped all of it. So I don't know if there seems to be, perhaps, Julia May, that I'm saying that is because the land. So not only your strides, like great strides, you're making great strides, but I'm seeing the strides and the land, so which makes me wonder, because the land is being highlighted, if there's not something there connected in that far beyond my understanding, but maybe the Lord's already giving you some understanding in that, or it could be partly, you know, the verse comes to mind in Second Chronicles 7:14 about humbling yourself, and you know, then he will heal the land. And if you're a participant in that prayer, like specifically praying that prayer, this could be part of that. Okay, hold on a second. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah, great strides. They are great strides. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that as she trusts in you, Lord, and commits her way to you, God, that you would establish it. You would establish it, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name, God, and we just rejoice with what you're doing in her life, God. We rejoice with you, Lord. We rejoice with the word, Father God, for these strides, Lord, and the preparation of this wine, Lord, and how the things work and function together for your glory, Lord. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise the Lord for that. God bless you.
Amen. Okay. I don't know about I guess about the land highlight land. I don't have a clue on that neither.
Okay. Yeah. It does function. I know he really does care. I know when I don't understand all of it. I've asked him actually for years. I asked one time, someone gave me an answer, it just didn't make sense. That was Or maybe I didn't ask, it's probably because I didn't ask the question right, to be honest, because it was probably too vague and what I was trying to get after or whatever. But anyways, but I do know this is what I was thinking is when John and I were in Israel, 2017, one thing that I noticed was that the land was so fruitful. Everywhere you went, it was just like the land was blessed and fruitful and producing something, some sort of fruit, but they actually really in Israel they follow a lot of principles, and not just obedience, but a lot of principles of the Lord. And sometimes principles can supersede, you know, like efforts and other things, you know. So because they're like puzzle pieces and they're the corners, you know, and they put things together and they fill it in, you know. And so they live at peace even with their enemies. You know, they don't strike first. They don't, even when they're taunted and jeered at, they don't strike first and actually help some of their, some people actually, I mean, this would never be publicized or on the news or anything because it would actually jeopardize the person's life. But there's a hospital in Israel. Some of the people who are wounded in the other country, Palestine, will cross over the border to go to the Israeli hospital to receive aid and care. And they don't have a means to pay them, and they help them as best they can. I mean, I don't think they do extensive, but they do the best they can to help them, and then that they would be on their way. So then they are responsible for getting back over the border. And they don't even publicize this because if they did, the border would be probably watched too carefully and those people would get hurt, you know. But, and then there's just other things that they do that where they're just very gentle with, you know, anyways, but they follow principles, which is obedience, but principles as well. And the land is just incredibly fruitful and fruit-bearing wherever you go. It's just fruit-bearing and prosperous. Yeah, which is the way of the Lord. I just don't I mean, I understand it. I guess I don't. I understand it, but I don't understand it because just the depth of his love for it, I guess, you know. Yeah, he repeats it. So I'm going on a tangent. Tell me how you are.
I'm doing fine. Just great. Just great. Jumping doing great. And
good.
But like I said, I've talked to my nephew and trying to get him situated because like he went and checked on his wife and unfortunate, they were saying something about one side of her brain is not functioning. So they're trying to figure it out because, you know, mom's there. But, you know, but then it's strange how she came here. So I told him, you know, talk to him, tell him, you know, play certain music, like you said, and give her inspiration, you know, and I pray the Lord, you know, he talked to her, like I said. She, that's all that she, you know, like I said, she can hear, but she don't respond, but, you know, she can hear certain things, you know, she kind of reacts to it. But it's not like if they say, can you move? She doesn't do that. You know, it's like somebody come in the room, she might recognize it and maybe move her lip or either, you know, she, I think she did kind of frown a little bit when they was cleaning her wound. She had that one pressure wound. But that's how they figured out she could feel a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, praying for him because he's taking it hard. He told me today and everything. And I was just looking at he done lost so much weight, but, you know.
Yeah, that was very, very hard.
And the doctor said, you know, he had to watch and say he was just a death because, you know, his stomach just knotting up. He just under so much pressure, you know. So I was, you know, talking to him and praying. Mm-hmm. And I told him, you know, I said, you got to put it in God's hand and learn this stuff. I said, because it's nothing we can do. I said, but he had plans for her for you met her just like mine and yours. We don't have anything to do with each other. I passed cross, but that's a whole different ballgame, you know. So, you know.
Well, let's pray for him. Father, we thank you, Lord, for just I'm sorry, were you going to mention something else?
Oh, no, I just have a name, Denise. They call her Nisi, my nephew, Ike.
Okay. Lord, we pray for Ike, Father God, and just the situation, Lord, and Father, that you would relieve this distressing, Lord, that you would just help him, God, that you would be his comforter, Lord, that you would guide him and comfort him, Father, during this time, Lord, and just even in his heartache, Father, and the unknown and the uncertainty, Father God, we just ask that you would meet him, that you would comfort him, Lord, that you would impart and carry him, God, that you would sustain him, Lord, and be his refuge, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that just powerfully care for this family by your mighty right hand, Lord. And we just thank you and trust you, Lord, that even beyond our words, God, and our prayers, that you meet with them, God, and that you care for them, Father God, and provide for them, Father. And we thank you for your wisdom for all who are caring for her, Father. In Jesus' name, and let your word come forth, Lord. You send your healing word to her, Father God, and to impart that unto that family. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Oh, yes.
Amen.
He came a long way, like I said, from August, but, you know, I said he's faithful, but like I said, in some ways, Jumper was way worse off than her in some ways, you know, and he brought her, so, hey.
Yeah. That's good that you have a testimony that share, I mean, that they know is genuine, that your faith is genuine, and you're giving praise and honor and glory to God out of a genuine, tested faith that's been through the fire. So praise God for that.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Father.
Yeah, God bless you for your faithfulness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I thank him. Thank you, and God bless you and your family. And we just got to keep our focus on him. Like he said, all the way, just trust him. That's all we got to do, just trust him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Good to hear your voice as always.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye. Okay, I forgot what I was doing on this thing. Our next caller is 972-365. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Sister Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to get prayer for a couple of people that are, like, in the hospital, I think, battling COVID on ventilators. And just prayer. One of them name is Jesse And the other one name is Ruth. And then I also have a little cousin had a stroke 2 days ago. Okay.
Wait, you said Jesse, the other one is Moose, like M-O-U-S-E?
Ruth. No, ma'am, Ruth.
Ruth.
R-U-T-H.
Ruth. Oh, okay.
Yes, Jesse. Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Okay, and then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm at work, so
you could
probably barely hear me. No, I don't really know Jesse. I'm friends with a couple of pastors on Facebook, and it's her brother-in-law. And they've been praying for him, and God has really been working miraculously. So I just wanted to get a prayer for him and Ruth as well.
And then who had the stroke, though? Did you say that was your brother-in-law?
A little cousin that's maybe like in her late 20s or early 30s. She had a stroke, a bad stroke, 2 days ago. But the crazy thing about that, her older sister, which died at 45 from a massive stroke, and but the younger sister is recovering. We prayed for her, and I said we prayed her up out of that. She's doing better. She has some paralysis on her right side, but her husband said that, you know, she's regaining a lot. But it was a massive stroke. But her older sister, I think about 3 years ago, had a massive stroke, and she didn't survive it. Her name is Jonetta, J-O-N-E-T-T-A.
Now, Jonetta is the younger one?
Yes, ma'am. She's
right?
The baby sister.
Okay.
I believe my cousin, her mom had three daughters, and she's
okay.
The baby.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my goodness. That's scary. That is awfully young. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay,
and it's a lot of people whose health is under attack. And I thank God for intercessors and prayer warriors and a place like PGN to where we can come and call out their name and know that people will pray in faith for them to be healed. Because I read countless stories daily, and even hear, you know, people calling me, asking me to pray for people that have come under attack. Their health has come under attack. It's sad, but I know that Jesus is our healer. And that's why I reached out to get prayer so we can all touch in agreement on their healing.
Yeah, amen. God bless you. Okay, let's do that. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Rhonda's heart, Lord, and praying for these friends and loved ones, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up those that are in the hospital now, God. In Jesus' name, we lift up Jesse and Ruth. In Jesus' name, Father, we just speak to their lungs, Lord, and their oxygen capacity to increase within their bodies, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the medical staff, Lord, and doctors, Lord, to give them proper care, proper attention, timely care, God, and that they would be effective, Lord, with their procedures, Lord, and their things that they're using, Lord, to help to sustain them, Father. We thank you, Lord, again, Lord, we speak to their lungs and the capacity and their esophagus, God, in Jesus' name, that you would relieve them from pressure, relieve them from the effects of the virus, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, their lungs would increase with the capacity of oxygen, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even their blood oxygen levels to increase within their bodies, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the increase in the count and the ability of health and restoration and being restored in Jesus' name, Lord. And as this is happening and the oxygen levels increase, Father, let it continue to increase, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that there would be no false reading, Lord, that there would be no plummeting of decline, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind that in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, in Colossians 1:20, God, where you reconciled all things unto yourself, whether in earth or in heaven, God, they unto you, in the power of the blood, Lord, in the power of the cross, Lord, we lift up their lives, Jesse and Ruth, to you, and ask you to reconcile and restore with all the other saints, Lord, and speak to them now, God, the life and the health and the breath of God that you've instilled upon them to come forth and to bring forth life within, God, and sustain and recover in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Jeanette, Father God. We thank you, God, just for the prayers of the saints and just calling her forth, Lord, for recovery, God. We thank you for it, Lord. Let it be a testimony. Let the testimony of Jesus be upon her lips, Lord, and the spirit of prophecy to come forth over her life, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are her portion, God, and that you are her provider, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would just drive out all fear from her, God, all doubt from her, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would send forth a complete healing word to her, God, to heal her soul, to heal her spirit, Father God, from this occasion, Father God, that she does not have to dread moving forward with life, Father God. You send forth the completeness, Lord. Do the complete healing, God, to send forth your work, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Lord, in Leviticus, Lord, 17:11, Father God, that your word says that your blood, Lord, that the life is in the blood, and that you placed your life on the altar, and that you, through your atoning blood, you've given us this life, God. So let it come forth within her, God, body, soul, and spirit, God. But I speak to her spirit and her spirit man, spirit life, God, health and wholeness and atonement through the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the fellowship of the cross and the fellowship of the body to be hers, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even just encouraging her to take communion in the body of Christ. And the Lord says, do this in remembrance of me. Jeanette, remember, remember what the Lord has done for you and take communion and fellowship with him that you are risen in bodily form. You are risen with Christ in power. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen. And Lord, let me just bless Rhonda, Father. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, a verse just came to me. Let me look it up over here. Thank you, Lord. And I like this verse, so I may have shared this here before. I don't know. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Rhonda. Let me just pray for you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for her, Lord, and the blessing that she is to all those around her, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would bless her hands as she works, Lord. Your word says that you give us the power to get well. To get wealth is in our hands, Lord, and I thank you for blessing her and prospering her, Lord, in all that she puts her hands to do, God. Even when she puts her hands together to pray, let it prosper. Let the prayers be prospering. Let them go forth, Lord, and waves and billows, God, creating, Lord, creating this atmosphere of praise, creating a prosperous atmosphere, and I don't mean just prosperous, right? Like, I don't mean just prosperous in money-wise, but prosperous in health and all that you ask for that is not amiss, you know, and you don't ask amiss, but you know what I'm saying. So Psalm 84:11, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is upright. So we thank you. We thank you for that, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the things that you have in Rhonda's heart, Lord, that she's faithful to walk in obedience of your word and obedience to the Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, and I pray that you bless her abundantly. She would abound in blessings more and more this year, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, and that you would give her the desires of her heart, Lord, that you would send her equally the encouragement that she has been to others, Lord. The friendship that she's been to others equally, God, would support her as well, God, and encourage her and uplift her and refresh her, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for surrounding her as a sun and a shield, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh, amen, amen, amen. That was so rich. Thank you so much, my sister in Christ. I love you. Thank you for being obedient. And just standing in the faith and your teaching tonight was amazing. I'm at work, so I really couldn't write a lot of things down, so I'm going to go back and listen to it. But I really do appreciate you for sharing tonight. And like I said, just being there and being obedient and praying, because a lot of people are going through things, and some people don't know how to deal with things, but I know that we are to fear not, you know, even in these storms and people on ventilators, we are to fear not, because the scripture tells us that the Lord thy God is with us. So I just thank you again, and I'm going to let you go because I know you have other callers, but have a blessed week, and thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you, too. God bless. Okay, next caller is 709-500.
Hello, this is Dustin from Canada.
Hi, Dustin from Dustin, right?
Yes.
Okay, from Canada. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Oh, wait a second. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, no, yeah, I'm good. Okay, so thank you, Lord. Sometimes the screen jumps, and I thought that I did something. Okay, but I'm good. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bless Dustin, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, as we bring him to your altar, God. We thank you for your covering, Lord, your covering and your hovering, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your covering and your hovering, God, in Jesus' name. So I see you at the altar of the Lord, and it is, I'm seeing these umbrellas and that, but I'm not sure there's this covering of these umbrellas. I don't know if it's just, there's light showers coming down, and then I'm seeing these people with umbrellas, but okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just said I said other words. A covering and a hovering. That's what I said. Thank you, Jesus. Covering and a hovering. Okay, let me look up a verse here real quick, or as quick as I can, I should say. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what I'm seeing, Lord. I thank you, Father, for just imparting. So the rains that are coming down are not, it's just very gentle. It's almost like the type of rain that you would almost enjoy, you know, and but there is a covering there. I don't know if it's just a sense of that is the covering of the Lord. As he hovers, you know, the Lord definitely does speak in nature, and he does speak like nature creation speaks on his behalf. And then the hovering, you know, in the beginning when the earth was without form or void, he hovered. And then it says that he hovers over the waters, and even before he speaks, so he sees it. And I mean, I'm not sure if there is a verse that talks about like, or that reveals the types of things that are in the heart of God as he's hovering and what's going on in the mind of Christ as he hovers just before he begins to speak or just before he begins to create, you know, and certainly he's not a God that is idle in any way. And so we know that even in his preparation of his thought and his intents, that that he is preparing and creating, and he knows the timing, right? And he is all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. And there is something that's happening that's active in your life. And I don't know if it's like, okay, let me see if I do it this way, if I can find this. Oh, do that. I'm almost about to sneeze. Oh, well, now this is interesting. Okay, this is what I was thinking. This is the verse I was thinking, and I couldn't find it. Joel 2:23, where it says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord with your God." Oh, rejoice in the Lord your God. I'm sorry, I thought it said with. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you in the former rain and the latter in the first month. So I think I would, if I were you, I had more time, I would definitely take that scripture and look at that a little bit more, because I was thinking the word former rain, or I'm sorry, I was thinking latter rain when I was thinking of, you know, a type of blessing that's coming. But again, the covering and the hovering at the same time. So I don't know if there's something about, Justin, you may know more about Joel, the book of Joel, and even specifically that verse. But it's interesting that even it says the first month, and we literally are in the first month. So, and it could just be a prophetic parallel, is what I'm referencing to that as well. And, but you might know more about that, the former and the latter rains. Definitely a covering. You're not the only one participating in it. Like I see other, I mean, I see you there and the focus was you and you was covered, but then I've seen all these other umbrellas up. And I don't know if you're going to, actually didn't see the people, but I've seen the umbrellas. So I don't know if you're going to be a type of covering for others that have yet to step into it. But there certainly is something on that with the Joel 2:23, the latter rains and the covering and the hovering. I was just kind of like place that before the Lord and just ask him to continue to speak to your heart, to continue to confirm what he's doing and to impart his word of truth to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, God bless you.
You too.
Bye. Okay, I did have another caller with their hands up, but I think they may have moved on. So let me see if there's, I think I have everyone right now that, I think I've prayed for everyone that already has their hand up. So if there's anyone else, I have a few more callers. If you would like to receive prayer, I certainly would be happy to pray for you. I'm just going to play, talking super fast, play a 2-minute song here and just kind of refresh and allow you to contemplate different prayers. Certainly don't want to be intrusive to anyone's space, but if you welcome prayer ministry, please press 1 on your keypad. Thank you. I invite you to do so.
Thank you.
do enjoy that very much. Okay. I was just looking up something. I hadn't heard that in a long time, so let me see. Ecclesiastes 7:12. For the wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. Huh, I never heard of that. I mean, I've never heard that. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to all those who have it. So, hold on. Let me look up this reference down here. Protective shade or shadow. Okay. The value of practical wisdom, Ecclesiastes 7. That's good. Hey, so the other day I was thinking, or not just too long ago, but I was thinking, I haven't really heard a church teach from the book of Jude, you know, or even give reference to the book of Jude. You know, they go there and there's some like, it is canonized. The book of Jude is canonized, but it gives reference to different things that sometimes maybe the, I don't know, maybe, I mean, I don't, I certainly am not speaking for anyone, but I mean, like, but maybe can feel risky for, to be preached in a, you know, I'm talking like evangelical church, to bring forth anything in the book of Jude. And, so anyways, a couple of weeks ago we were in church and, the teaching is just really incredible. And we're actually going through the book of Daniel too. So I hope to impart, distill some of the word from the service into this new hour and this new time we're in as well. Because they are like the next generation and their faith and they're solid in the word. The presence of the word is strong. It's anointed and it's just so cool. So anyways, but they read at the end of service, sometimes we'll read just a parting verse to encourage us for what we, not even a verse that he covered, but just something kind of within the theme maybe of the message. And they read a book, a verse to last week. So I just thought that was kind of cool because I was just thinking it and I thought, oh, this is a good church reading from the book of Jude. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. So what else was I going to talk about? I think that's all I was actually going to talk about this evening. So if nobody else wants prayer, I might just end early. Because I've gone over a couple times, and I know that's not, I certainly want to serve the people and anyone who wants ministry. I'm happy to pray with them or for them, but I know sometimes that can, it's not good to go over when the pop down, when the little thing happens for the next program. So, anyways, oh, okay, well, thank you. Acknowledge you. 478-262, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Oh, good evening. My name is Regina from Georgia.
Regina?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just calling in for prayer.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. And I'm not sure if I've prayed with you before. Maybe it's been a while.
I don't know if you have, but it's been a while, but I've been on before with Randy. It's been a while, though, since I've been on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and I'm glad you joined and raised your hand. Hold on. I'm going to put you on mute. And I'll come back to you as I pray, just so I don't get any background distractions. So thank you, Regina, for joining us this evening. Father, I just thank you, Lord, and lift up Regina to you, Father God, and bring her to your altar, Lord. I thank you for your grace. God, I thank you for your grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like on your shoulders, like a general, like that. But it's like a general of grace, and I never heard that expression before, or anyone say that before. A general of grace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, with general grace. We thank you, Lord, for the grace that you've placed upon her, Lord, that she shoulder it, she carry it. God, she carry it through for your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You know, it's really when we walk in the fullness of God's grace, the knowledge and the fullness, the full understanding of grace, that we really grab a hold of. It really actually like sets our faith, the sails of our faith, you know, in flight, if you will. And so I do have a verse that I'm thinking of in Galatians for you. Okay. Kind of read this in a different version, okay? I don't know if you read different versions in the Bible. Go ahead and open this up in the Voice version, okay? Right? Because even by grace, like if we look, okay, because I like this Voice version. And the Bible Gateway sometimes, because they'll do little captions in between the passages. And this just reminded me, and it says, one of the greatest stories in the Bible is the transformation of Saul, the Pharisee, the persecutor of the church, to the greatest missionary in the history of the witness, okay? And so, but Paul, I would call him a general of grace, which I would have never thought about that before if I didn't read that caption, right? Because he understood the grace that was given him, because it says here, seldom does Paul relate that story to his letters, but he does talk about being the chief of sinners, but who he's became, right? So he's taken upon the identity that Christ had given him, and he set that aside, and that's behind him, and he understands it, right? And he defends the grace of God as he's moving forward, and walking in who God's called him to be and who he's become in Christ, who he's become through this grace that's been placed upon his shoulders, and he's moving forth in it, and in the authority that's been given unto him through this grace. And so what I wanted to read for you in Galatians 2, I'm going to read Galatians 2:20 and 2:21, which is... yeah, this is the version I want. So hold on 1 second. Let me just make sure. Oh, my. Okay. So here's the version, or the verse. I'm sorry. Starting in verse 20, because this is important. This has to do with grace. But verse 21 is really where I was hitting at here. It says, but starting at verse 20, I have been crucified with the Anointed One. I am no longer alive, but the Anointed is living in me. And whatever life I have left in this failing body, I live a life of faithfulness of God's Son, the one who loves me and gave his body on the cross for me. Verse 21, here's the kicker. I cannot dismiss God's grace, and I won't. If being right with God depends on how we measure up to the law, then the anointed sacrifice on the cross was the most tragic waste in all of history. And if you read, really, he is, and that is such a powerful verse and something we really need to remember. It is by his grace that we measure up, okay, and not by the law. And the book of Galatians, to remind you, you may already know this, is that it is all, it's talking about, it's not the law, it's a spirit. We're not going back to the law, it's a Spirit of God. We've been given the Spirit of God, and we're not going back to the law. So stop trying to measure me up to the law. It's starting to put us back in this box. when we've been given the Spirit without measure, you know, and it's through this grace. And through the grace always points to the cross of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made. And let Paul be your example of being a general of grace. And literally, honestly, I've never heard that. I don't know if anyone's ever used that term before, but I've never heard it. And God bless you with it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for that. And that answers, you know, some questions that I've been having. I'm just getting over a bout with COVID and, you know, just have been praying and I was just in a place with God, and this just kind of answered some questions that I had, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, wow, good. Well, praise God. And I'm glad that you are recovering well in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank
and
you
I'll
for joining us. God bless you.
Thank
and you.
You
what?
Very much. And God. I was just going to say I'm going to study that verse some more, and I do check, look at some other versions, but I'm going to study that some more, and I appreciate you, your prayers, and God bless you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Really, I do appreciate that very much. It's a sincerely gratitude. So thank you. Okay, 323-572. Good evening. Where are you calling from? Or who am I speaking to?
Frida, Los Angeles.
Frida. Okay, LA. I like that. How are you doing tonight? Good?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, good. And let me just say, before I pray for you, Frida, that 847239, you are next, and I'll be praying for you, okay? And then I think we might end the night there. So let me mute your phone for you, Frida, for a minute. And
okay.
I'll come right back to you. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you, Father, that I bring her to your altar. Lord, I thank you, Father, as we step forward. Lord, it is in your grace and it is in your mercy, Lord, that you said to come confidently to your throne. Actually, the verse says in Hebrews 4:16, I think it is, let us therefore come confidently before the throne of grace. So I thank you, Lord, that we come two by two, God, believing your word, Lord, believing your ways, Father, believing the will of God for Frida's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for what you have written in the Lamb's Book of Life on her behalf, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for what you have written. And I'm not sure if it's in Malachi 3:16 or where it talks about when we converse and speak on things of the Holy Spirit and his ways, and that he records that in his book. He records it in his book, and a book of remembrance. Oh, that's it. That is it. The book of remembrance. So I thank you for that, Father God, for what you have written and what you have recorded, written, what he has written in the Lamb's book. Okay, hold on. In the Lamb's book and the book of remembrance. Thank you, Lord, for what is written, God. Thank you for what is written about Frida's life, Lord, in Jesus' name. For it is written. Yeah, for it is written. Okay, let me see something. I know there's a lot of verses that start off or that say, it'll do this reference. It'll say, according to the word. According to the word, that's what it'll say. So let me just check. For it is written. I don't even know if you're a writer, if there's any aspiration there to be a writer. Also, there's 18 verses, for it is written. Okay, let's just jump right to the New Testament here. Jesus says it is written. Oh, I know where it is. Oh, okay. And um, Okay, you know, and it's not saying here, but I think it was Luke, you know, when, well, and let me just look up Luke 4. And I think it's Luke 4. This is just going to be a while, but it's just the number 4. I'm just bizarre, not bizarre, but just the irony of all this. So when he said, it is written in the Hebrew language, people need more than bread. Okay, so every time Jesus, it is written, that's what it was. So Luke 4, okay, Luke 4, friend, that is your passage. And, you know, he came to him and spoke to him, and Jesus said, spoke to the enemy, for it is written. It is written. So once it's written, it's established, you know, it's his ultimate authority. It's already written. You know, and he sends it forth, right? Because Hebrews says the written word of God, the written word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Man, okay. Is it verse 12? Oh, you know what? I'm stunned. The word of God is alive and moving, sharper than the word of God. Okay, let me go back to, let me go back to the New King James Version real quick for you just to get established here. And then verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing in the division of soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It is the word, it is written, just it is written. And Luke 4, and then the word of God. So the word of God is written. So when it being sharper and powerful and sending it forth, it actually annihilates the enemy. It actually is a strategy, a really good strategy for prayer, because it tells us, though, too, is to pick up the sword of the Spirit. It says in Ephesians, which is the word of God. So when we ask the Lord to pray, sometimes I go through a circumstance and I'll say, and I don't even know what's happening, like I've never experienced before, there's confusion, or I feel like if it's for my own child and I feel like I'm getting worried and I know the Lord tells me not to worry, or I'm feeling anxious, but he tells me not to feel anxious, I know I'm probably not going to pray out of a place, like my prayers are going to be coming from my own soul, because of my worry and my anxiety. And I don't want to pray from there regarding over something I have natural authority over, which would be my family, you know, or my children. So I'll ask the Lord, Lord, teach me to pray. And, you know, in that moment, teach me to pray. Or I don't know, maybe a circumstance I haven't gone through before that I'm experiencing. Lord, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I don't even know how to pray. Lord, what should I pray? You need to show me what to pray. How should I pray? Teach me to pray through this. And a lot of times I look for him in his word, and he'll send a word or a scripture that is illuminated and highlighted to me, and I will pray that. So in my Bible, in Bibles, I have little notes. I mean, I have sometimes my children's names, maybe my name, my husband's name, whatever it might be. I have little notes there that I literally prayed that passage to remember. If I go through that again, that is the word of the Lord that he's going to send forth, you know, that he gave, that is living. He just breathed on that. He made it living. He made it active. And now I'm going to send it forth like an arrow. I'm just going to annihilate the works of the enemy. So I am working with the Spirit and the breath of God to send forth this living word. And it is a very strong and powerful strategy for prayer, so and for bringing forth, you know, his victories and his outcomes that he desires. You know, because sometimes he'll give us targets of prayer to pray and highlight as well. So let me go back to your number as soon as I find it. I'm sorry, Frida. So, okay. Here you are. I found you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for waiting. Wow. Now, do you have any, Frida, any aspiration to write? I'm just curious if there's an overlapping parallel here.
Well, I know that, you know, when I was younger, I used to write poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't feel, I thought it was just maybe like a hobby, something that I just did. It wasn't nothing like, I felt like it was good enough or nothing. It was just poetry that came to my mind. And then I stopped mm-hmm. writing poetry as I started getting older.
Okay. Do you still have some of your poetry, like in a place that you could find it? Or no, you didn't save it?
I wish. It's been so many years ago. It was like a little journal tablet that I had that is long gone.
Oh, okay. Do you ever feel compelled to write again or like an unction to write or no?
Sometimes I wonder, you know, like, oh, why did I stop writing? But
that might be something just to ask the Lord, really, like in your prayer time, why did you stop? And kind of explore that before him, because it might be a belief that, like a lie. It could be a lie, you know, and not what the Holy Spirit wanted. It may or may not be. I don't know. But sometimes when he does that, especially speaking prophetically, things will overlap. And that's why I'm asking you, even if there was the desire to write has ever been with
mm-hmm.
you, you know? And sometimes people like will say this, oh, are you a writer? And a lot of times people don't have the understanding, no, I don't, because I don't see myself as a writer. No, I'm not a writer, but I write this. You know what I mean? However,
right.
you know, it may be that the Lord could have you be an author. Do you get what I'm saying? You could be an author. Because he is he is the author of our faith, right? And
mm-hmm.
so if he wants to establish that same reflection in us to be an author, then that certainly is possible, you know? And that doesn't have to necessarily be the end result, but that helps separate the, like, oh, hey, I don't see myself as being a writer, but could I author a book? Like, yeah, actually I could, you know?
Yeah.
That's why they have a lot of tools. They have editors. They have, you know, all those things in place to help. To help people write, right? So it may be something, because I did hear it is written, you know, it is written. So Luke 4, so even if you need, even if the strategy is, again, praying over things where it is written, you know, whatever the word of God says, to send that forth before the enemy,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. You know, for different things a person may face in their life, that they go to the direct scripture in that word and speak it forth. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because you know, lately my mind is like kind of been all over the place. And, so recently I had gallbladder surgery. I had to get it removed this past Thursday. And
oh,
so I'm back home and everything. Yeah, I'm back home and everything. And, you know, they was like, good you came in, you know, because, you know, you just never know what organs can get affected, you know, by, and they said I had quite a bit of gallstones. And so one had got in my bowel duct.
Oh, my. Huh? So it was unexpected? Like it was like an emergency type of surgery?
Yeah, I went into the ER Wednesday. They did a microscopic, and then the second day they did the laparoscopic to remove the gallbladder and the stones.
Oh, wow. And you're home already. How are you feeling?
Well, I was nauseous yesterday. I had called the doctor's office and told them. She said, maybe you should eat a little lighter. And so I said, yeah, well, I just went grocery shopping, so I have some bags of salad, some spinach, and all this different type of stuff to jazz the salad up. and I didn't get any dairy, so I'm trying something different. And, you know, they were, of course, telling me, you know, your diet truly matters. And
yeah.
How that's the cause of why that happened. So, however, the pain is starting to slowly go away. It's just the one that the incision that they make right above the gallbladder is the one that's still kind of sore, which
uh-huh.
I'm sure it'll go away in a couple of days. But yeah, some event I've had this past week, and so I give all praises
wow.
for God, you know, carrying
yeah.
me through.
Well,
and,
yeah. Well, we're going to pray for you. I was going to ask you if you had anything to pray for. And I'm sorry for the others that I forgot to ask. But that is really amazing, let me tell you, because my brother had his gallbladder removed, but he knew he had to have it removed. And he had a little bit of time, a preparation time. And they gave mm-hmm. him, like, a special diet to do before he had it so that he would do better, because they said people who have emergency gallbladder sometimes don't do as well after because of that nausea and the other, just because it was an emergency and they weren't expecting it. And
yeah,
because
they had
and
explained
so,
to me, you know, because of the mini. They said it was a lot. Now, the lady, when she did the ultrasound, she said, I'm not supposed to tell you this. She said, but you have a lot. So when the doctor tells you, act surprised because, you know, normally they're not supposed to do that. And so
yeah.
one gallstone was in my bowel. My one gallstone
oh my
was in my bowel duct. And then I had two in my cystic duct. So they had to go in to do the microscopic to remove them.
Yeah.
And so
well,
they put
a tent. You are doing incredibly well. I mean, I just want to say
yeah.
you are doing remarkably, remarkably well for last Thursday, and everything that you're even saying, and just that one day of being nauseated is that you are doing remarkably well in your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God alongside of you, and I'm sure you've had much prayer. Yeah. So, but let's pray for your complete recovery. So, wow, thank you for joining us. So, Father, we just pray, Lord, for Frida's recovery, God, complete recovery and healing, God. We pray for those incision sites. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just speak the balm of Gilead to be upon that, God, that you place your healing ointment upon that, your healing word. Even as I opened up tonight, Lord, I was just praying for a healing word to come forth, Lord, so touching her, God, and complete recovery and complete healing, God. And we thank you, Lord, that her body is adjusting well to healing. It receives its healing, and it's doing that, God. It's receiving its recovery, and it's doing that, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that everything within her and internally and externally will praise the Lord, God. All of her organs are responding and rejoicing to the praise of God in her life, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Let it be done as it is written in her life, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, even for the book of remembrance, Lord, tonight, Lord, to record this in the book of remembrance, God, as it is written, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even if she in the days ahead or even this evening has this bubbling up to actually capture words of gratitude or even a poem, like even a sentence, even two words, Lord, that she would just be faithful to grab a pen or her computer, however she's to write, God, that she would put her hands to do that just before you, God, in faithfulness, Lord. And I ask that you would speak to her, Lord, if she's to continue in that or to pick that up again, Father, and also mend her heart or any places in her belief system or thoughts, Lord, that may have been frayed of why maybe she did put it down, Father God. So I just ask that you would speak to her by your wisdom and by your insight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I thank you so much for your prayers. I think I always
tell
you that when I call in because I don't remember I don't know if I told you this briefly because I know there's someone else. I don't know. I guess I've had an eventful 41 because the first thing was the fibroids when they had got so severe. I had to be admitted for the 8 days, and then this is the second thing. And last year, I think in July 20, I remember watching some movie and something, God started revealing all these things to me, like in my life that he has been with me. And so all these flashes of things, like, and so when I called my sister, she said, we're going to pray. And so we prayed, and then that was like September 13th, I ended up going to the ER. And so when I spoke to her after, you know, I was feeling to myself, I said, do you think that was God showing me that the things that I've gotten you through, these are the things to come that I'm going to be with you? She said, I do believe that's what God was trying to show you. And so it kind of got discouraging because I'm like, why is all these things happening at 41? And I'm like, you know, Father, I haven't even had children yet. I haven't been married. You know, so many things in life that I would love to do that I have not done. You know, like, what is this telling me? What are these things that are happening? What is going on? And so I thank you for, you know, speaking that word over me.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. I do appreciate that. I do. I mean, I don't come on here looking for it or even asking for it, but I can tell when it's a sincere, genuine from yourself or even, you know, and other times that it happens or other callers, just generally out of the abundance of your heart. I do appreciate that because some days on Tuesdays, like today, for instance, it just was like scattered and a little all over. And I was like, okay, am I not supposed to go on tonight? Or am I so, and I just told the Lord, okay, Lord, I'm just like, I really don't, I'm without excuse. I don't have an excuse not to be here other than my day was just really wild and, or just, okay. And so, but I said, Lord, I'm just going to do it in faith. I'm going to just say yes to you in faith, and I'm just going to show up, and whatever happens, happens, you know? And so, and I say that so that others will know as well that that is our life. That is our life before the Lord, is just taking that nugget that he's given us and that he's breathed life into and being faithful to present it, you know, to steward it, and to offer it, and this is what he brings forth. So I'm just to say that to encourage every listener, when the Lord gives you something, whether it's at work or in your home or wherever, you know, whatever it might be, in time of ministry or prayer, in the, you know, marketplace, to just to be faithful with that and to bring it forth, you know, and the enemy can cause us to have lots of reasons why we shouldn't do it. But the simple fact is if God's breathed on it and he's given it to you, then you steward and offer it back to him for his glory. So thank you. And I'm glad to hear that you're recovering. So praise God for that. And let me get to the next caller here so I don't go over tonight because that was really one of my big goals.
Okay. Well, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Frida. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
God bless. Thank you. Bye. Okay. 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Stephanie from Illinois.
Hey, Stephanie. I know I ask you that all the time. I don't know why I don't remember your, there's two callers too. Their numbers are very similar. I think Rhonda and Sylvia. And so I never know which one's which, so I just ask every time. So Father, I just thank you for Stephanie, Lord. I just bring her before your throne. Bring her before, actually, Lord, your altar, God. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, her standing before you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for hearing her prayer and hearing her voice, Lord, in Jesus' name. And it is like a... So at the throne, so I'm seeing that you are face to face. You know, that the Lord is in face to face direction, right? I mean, the word does say, and when we get to heaven, we are going to see him face to face. But I literally see he turns your way when you're praying and when you're before him. He's turning in your direction and he's turning your way. And then your words as they're coming forth are like a melody that are going forth and just like dropping in his ears, you know, and how he's hearing you. It's like a melody. And that is actually very sweet. And because sometimes literally it can almost be the other way where God pours forth his heart and then we stay like in harmony with him and what he's speaking. But your words are coming forth as a melody to his ears. So there is some place that would tell me that because of the exchange that I just, in reference I gave, that the things in your heart are in unity with the things of the Lord's heart and how you pray and how you hear or how he's hearing your prayers. And not only that, not that you have to, and not only that, okay, moreover, I should say, even though there's a lot of terminology that way, but moreover is that he delights in the way that you, how he hears you. And even your own heart, he's delighting in that as you bring that forth to him and it's falling in his ears as a melody. And so thank you, Lord. I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know if there's anything more that you want to speak into that or that what I'm seeing, Lord, to speak into that I might be missing any details, anything, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that I can experience that, Lord, just that expression of your heart, Lord, and in that place, Lord, that, that just even through this prayer that that's a part of it. Lord, that it's precious, it's sacred, Lord, but yet you would use me as a vessel to speak it forth and to bring it forth, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, just for entrusting me with that, Lord, and just the counsel of your word to come forth on behalf of your people. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the melody, for the song, the harmony, Lord, the prayer, Lord, that comes forth from her heart unto yours, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. And, you know, Stephanie, I just want to remind you, even though, you know, from Ancient of Days, you know, God just, he wanted to speak to his people, you know, and they, why this is so sweet to him and such a, you know, treasure to his heart is that because he wanted to speak to the people and they told Moses, no, you go hear from him and then tell us what he said, you know? And then the whole thing was just reestablishing him trying to reach the people again. So the Ten Commandments. So now they have this and the ways of the Lord, but yet he was still trying to speak to them, because even through the priesthood was him trying to speak to the people and to reach the people so that they could actually, you know, like touch and hear the heart of God and experience that, you know, and he knew what it would be like and this longing to be closer to them, but they kept him at arm's length away. And so for you to come before his throne and to really open up your heart and to offer your prayer to him and for it to just, like, I literally see, you know, you releasing the words, but as they're going forth, there's like a, seeing it like a wave in the air with a melody, with the box came up again, with the musical note tones on it, traveling to his ear and reaching his ear and just pouring in his ear, and I'm facing you, again, turning towards you while you are, you know, seeking him at the throne, listening to you. So it's actually very precious, and it's been his heart all along, from ancient of days, for his people to come before him and to seek him and speak to him personally, and that he could listen, that he could respond and speak to them as well. So praise God for that.
Thank you for praying that.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Sorry, I have to let you go, but God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Thank you, everyone, so much. God bless you.